every now and then when you dig through the Crusade Radio Network archives, you find something that is completely amazing. I think this is from the year of our Lord 2000. 24 years ago, Puff the Nasty Rapper, brought to you by the Mike Church Show. The King Dude must be laughing right now. Diddy, his home has been raided both in L.A. and in Miami. Bi-coastal federal action against Puff the Nasty Rapper. Searches are underway right now. A lot of his electronic devices have been seized. He apparently was on a private jet headed somewhere. Definitely not Epstein Island. When Homeland Security showed up and deplaned him. Search warrant activity in homes belonging to musician and producer Sean Diddy Combs. Related to an ongoing sex trafficking investigation. Source would not specify whether Holmes himself was the target, citing sensitive nature of the investigation. Responding to reports of raids at homes belonging to Combs, the Department of Homeland Security Investigations New York confirmed it had executed law enforcement actions as part of an ongoing investigation. They were seen by TMZ outside of the homes, both in Miami and Los Angeles, according to CNN journalists on site as well. We will provide further information as it becomes available. Now, I want to remind you that, was it last week or 2 weeks ago, Candace Owens started exposing this P. Diddy thing. Here's a quick synopsis of to jog your memory.
According to Owens, there exists a significant correlation between Diddy's legal challenges and the enigmatic circumstances surrounding Michael Jackson's passing.
When everything was going on with Michael Jackson, the lawsuits, his death, I thought that we were in full conspiracy theory territory when people were saying that Michael Jackson was...
This case is arguably bigger than the Jeffrey Epstein case, and yet the media is silent on it. Why? Owens questioned her social media followers. Terrifying to consider, but Hollywood and our politicians are being blackmailed into compliance. Additionally, she highlighted the connection between the individual allegedly involved in concealing Diddy's son's role in a shooting incident and Michael Jackson's former head of security, who was present at the time of the pop icon's death. Owens posits that individuals of this nature might resort to drastic measures, including M, to safeguard their interests.
The cleanup guy, Mr. Fahim Muhammad, was also on the scene when Michael Jackson died.
Furthermore, during her podcast...
Let me show you how we do stuff.
Oh, this stinking YouTube ads. All right, so we went through this last week. Candace Owens was unpacking the connection between Sean Diddy Holmes and Michael Jackson. Now, many of you who like are not diehard Sean Diddy Holmes fans have no idea who the heck this guy is. In the music industry, when you may have one or two hits, and Diddy Holmes, P. Diddy, he had a couple hits that were memorable in the early 2000s, mid-2000s. And then he sort of disappeared, and he went behind the microphone. He became a producer. He was the guy who was launching people. He was in charge of deciding who's going to become famous and who's not going to become famous.
Five pivotal insights gleaned from Diddy's recent lawsuit, positing that its ramifications could surpass even those of the infamous Jeffrey Epstein case. She also took to social media to voice her apprehensions, emphasizing the scant media attention directed towards Diddy's legal entanglements and hinting at potential implications for influential figures in both politics and Hollywood. The Diddy case is arguably bigger than the Jeffrey Epstein case, and yet the media is virtually silent on it.
Owens, again, ahead of the power curve. Now we have federal agents raiding Sean Diddy Holmes, Puff the Nasty Rapper, in L.A. and in Florida. And they didn't just bring... I mean, they literally brought tanks and stuff to his homes, okay? Very scary stuff here. Now, last November... Combs had settled a suit brought by his former girlfriend, a singer by the name of Cassandra Cassie Ventura, who alleged that she was raped and subjected to years of repeated physical and other abuses by Combs. A decision to settle a lawsuit, especially in 2023, is in no way an admission of wrongdoing, says an attorney for Combs. And he told this to CNN in a statement at the time. Mr. Combs' decision to settle the lawsuit does not in any way undermine his flat-out denial of the claims. He is happy they got to a mutual settlement and wishes Miss Ventura the best. But weeks later, at least two other civil lawsuits were filed in New York against Combs with allegations of sexual assault, including one filed in December in federal court that also includes allegations of sex trafficking. I have sat silently and watched people try to assassinate my character, destroy my reputation, and my legacy, Combs said in response to the December suit. Sickening allegations have been made against me by individuals looking for a quick payday. Let me be absolutely clear, I did not do any of the awful things being alleged. I will fight for my name, my family, and for the truth. The woman accusing him of sexual assault and human trafficking was a minor at the time. And this happened in December of last year. The suit is being brought by a woman who referred to the suit, who is referred to as Jane Doe, who the complaint states was 17 at the time of the alleged assault in 2003, U.S. District Court for the Southern District of New York. As a result of the suit, as a result of the alleged assault, Jane Doe has suffered significant emotional distress and feelings of shame that have plagued her life and personal relationships for 20 years, according to the complaint, seeking unspecified monetary damages. Now, we know how these things go, okay? Whenever somebody settles a lawsuit, all of a sudden, people jump out of the woodwork and they're like, oh, well, me too. I was part of that as well. So I'm not saying that P. Diddy Holmes is the next Jeff Epstein. That's what Candace Owens is saying. And by the way, she has reasons for saying that. And she substantiates her claims pretty well. But I am also acutely aware, hey, remember Brett Kavanaugh? Remember Christine Blasey Ford? I mean, Christine Blasey Ford was one of the least credible witnesses I've ever seen on television. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford with her high-pitched voice. You know what that high-pitched voice means to me? Whenever a woman has an extremely high-pitched voice like that, it means she has daddy issues. And you can't trust a woman who has daddy issues. You just can't. A woman who does not have a normal relationship with her father is damaged goods. Not to be believed, not to be interacted with. I'm sorry, it's true. You all know that it's true. The thing that causes the high-pitched voice, and isn't she a psychologist or something? She should know this. Dr. Christine Blasey Ford. Ford is a professor at Palo Alto University and the Stanford University School of Medicine. Alleged that in the early 1980s, Brett Kavanaugh cornered her in a bedroom, pinned her on a bed, and tried to take off her clothes. She gave emotional testimony. This happened in the 80s. 40 years ago, according to Blasey Ford. Now, she was silent until all of a sudden Kavanaugh was in the news and potentially joining the Supreme Court. So it's no surprise to me that Diddy settles a lawsuit and then people come forward and say, oh yeah, for 20 years, I've been dealing with the fact that Diddy raped me. Now, I find it equally likely that Diddy did rape these people. Because that's just the kind of guy that he is. But it's going to be very difficult to separate the wheat from the chaff because people are always looking for a quick payday. And maybe this young lady, when she was 17, did sleep with the rapper because 20 years ago he was extremely famous. And then figured she would find a way to make a quick buck out of it after the fact. I don't know. What I do know is that this is going to become a refrain for Paratalk, I think, for the foreseeable future here. This is going to be something that I continue to say to you over and over again.